www.fpaconline.com, and you can register both whether you want to play individually, and it's $150 a golfer.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial, 102.9. Here in studio today, and again, it's raining on the roof. Hopefully it doesn't come through too much in the sound. I'm not worried about the water, but from a sound perspective, dear listeners, you may hear that, and that's what it is. It's raining again here in Franklin. But in studio today, we've got Alan Mercer. Alan, you're operations director at the Black Box?
That's right. So what I do is I manage everything that's non-theatrical. Raylan, of course, my sister, is the executive director. She manages everything, all the theater.
All the stage.
So when we're not doing musicals, we have to supplement our revenue.
Yes.
By renting the facility. One, two, is producing our own events like bands and... Mm-hmm. We'll bring them in the off times, and then we have bars to manage and sponsors to get. So
right.
I play a role in kind of all of those things. Wear a lot of hats, Steve.
That's what I was going to say. In terms of the title, I mean, man of many hats is probably a good one.
Sure.
It's kind of green because at some point in time, you know, the hats change and then you get a new hat all of a sudden.
Yep.
Because things have changed that much.
It's like any other small business. I mean, everybody has to wear a lot of different hats
to make it work.
Yep.
And the other person joining us today, Ariel Hardy. Ariel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
And you're the development director?
Yes, I've been working at Franklin Performing Arts Company for about a year now. Just been really exciting.
Congratulations, you got through the year.
Yes, thank you so much. So I work primarily with donors, sponsors, grants, and fundraising events.
Right. Everything to support the income other than the ticket seat price.
Absolutely.
There are other expenses that still need to get covered, and that's where that comes in. And that's
right.
Part of what we're going to talk about today, because you've got another special event coming, theatrical.
It's not theatrical, correct. So, we're here to talk a little bit about our golf tournament, which is upcoming and on June 10th. It's, I think, probably our 11th or 12th year.
Oh, so this has been a continuing series.
Yep, it's been one of the fundraisers, one of the key fundraisers for us throughout the years. And this year it's going to be held June 10th.
Which is a Monday.
Monday. At the New England Country Club in Bellingham. And for those who are interested, it's an 8 a.m. registration and a 9 a.m. shotgun start.
Okay.
And what a shotgun start is, everybody goes to different holes and they tee off at the same time so that we don't create a backup.
Right.
The format is called a best ball scramble. So all four people hit the golf ball, take the best position, and then all four hit it again. We follow that day up with a cocktail party back at the Black Box at 2:30.
Okay.
And then at 3 o'clock, we do awards. So we give away prizes to those winners, and we give prizes to the longest drive for men and longest drive for women.
Right.
And closest to the pin for men and closest to the pin for women, as well as we'll have an on-course putting contest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to do in addition to enjoying your friends and coworkers.
Right. Good course.
Exactly, for a good cause. And, I mean, it's important for us to do these fundraising events, and Ariel will probably talk to this, because we do need the money ticket revenue doesn't necessarily provide for. So get your family, get your friends, get your coworkers, and come on out and enjoy the day. Each year we guarantee sunny and 70.
Oh, you've already put that order in.
Yeah, we've already done that, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
And so we always look forward to that maybe first nice day of the spring. But I hope that I thank you for the opportunity to come down and chat with you about
sure.
it. Oh, sure. Because we're looking forward to a great day.
Yeah, I remember in work environments, a number of folks would say from time to time, you know, a good day in the office is still bettered by a bad day playing golf.
That's right. Bad day on the course is better than a good day at the office. Absolutely. Yep.
Then you get some fresh air, you're outside.
Absolutely, yep.
There may be a little theatrical stuff amongst you on the course.
Yeah, it's a lot of people get theatrical on the golf course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. And again, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it this morning.
Yeah, so quick reminder on that one. New England Country Club, Monday, June 10th.
Yep.
Registration.
8 a.m.
there. You can, there may be a web link or whatever beforehand. We can put that in the show notes.
Thank you. Thank you for that, because you can register by going online at www.fpaconline.com, and you can register both whether you want to play individually, and it's $150 a golfer.
Okay.
So if you want to register individually, you can, or if you want to register an entire foursome, you can do that as well.
Okay.
Or you can sponsor a hole, which is $100, and we'd appreciate that if you're unable to play. And there are sponsorship levels too, and you can read all about that on the website.
Sure, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some of that revenue obviously is part of your grand scheme, if you will, of bringing in additional revenue to help support the entire operations.
Yes, absolutely. And I would like to add with the golf tournament that you can also donate to the golf tournament to support the professional development of emerging artists and help amplify the cultural fabric of Metro West.
Of course.
All your donations are tax deductible, so yes. We really want to emphasize that you can support the golf tournament even if you are not playing.
Right, and that's one of the things, and I think we've talked about it for those listeners who have heard some of our interviews with Ray Lynn Mercer. We've done, I think it was 38 minutes on 38 Main Street, was kind of a summary of the development of FPAC, Franklin Performing Arts Company, coming from FSPA, and now you've got the Black Box, and there's a host of other little, I say little, but associated entities. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference, clearly, because some of those are for-profit, and then FPAC is the non-profit. So that's where it becomes tax-deductible, right?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Try to make sense of this and let people try to understand and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And during my time here over the last year, I've been trying to find opportunities for improvement, different ways that we can communicate with the community and let people know who we are, what we represent, and what we're striving for in terms of the arts sector. So something we would like the public to know is that Franklin Performing Arts Company has recently been rebranded as a professional equity theater.
Correct.
We are no longer a community theater.
Right.
So now as a professional equity theater, we are bringing in Broadway stars from New York City who are performing with us.
Yeah.
We are bringing in regional and professional artists from across New England. We are also supporting student artists and amplifying their impact in the sector.
Yeah, so clearly the auditions that used to happen several seasons ago, if you will, getting a little bit more competitive now, because now you're going to be on stage with somebody from Broadway or a regional piece, which on the one hand, okay, that's great, but on the other hand, you're learning and performing with among the best. So that, from an audience perspective, now when you step in, that show is kind of like really up the notch.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, one of the things I like to talk about is that when we're talking about fundraising, now that we've made the transition to a professional theater, it costs more to put this programming on.
Sure.
Because we're paying at equity scale to our actors and to our stage managers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot more money to do. So that's why we're constantly out fundraising. But it's important for us to keep bringing this professional kind of programming to Franklin.
So I think what you're getting to is effectively from the performances that were done, call it a couple of years ago, where you clearly had some people who were well-qualified acting, performing, etc. Now the level of experience is up. The performance now are coming in from New York and other regional pieces. From an audience perspective, you're still getting, you know, a ticket at a reasonable price, as opposed to going to New York and paying for those New York ticket prices. Now you can see that person here in Franklin.
That's right. That's what I was trying to get to. It's important for us to present the kind of programming where you're sitting, instead of sitting 100 feet or 300 feet away from the actors, you're sitting literally 20 feet from them. And you're paying a third of the price for the same people. And you're not paying to park. And you're within walking distance. And you can go to three fine different kinds of restaurants, or four different kinds of restaurants, all within walking distance of the parking lot. So it's a great night out. But it takes money.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're here today.
And I think that's some of the relationships you're trying to foster to create that awareness, not just through the broader Metro Franklin, Metro West, but even Massachusetts arena, that you can come here and cultural events bring economic benefits, because now people, they don't have to pay to park, but they can go to one of the restaurants. They can go somewhere else to get something, to stop in and one of the stores, etc. And that entire piece has an economic value to the town.
As we continue to elevate the quality of the performances that we're bringing to downtown Franklin, we'd like the community to know that we need to keep our building up to date to meet the qualifications and the standards that our Broadway actors expect.
Sure.
We want to ensure that our audience members are getting the highest quality experience while they're at the Black Box. In order to do that, we do need support from the community, and there are multiple ways to support. You can give a tax-deductible donation. That could be in the form of joining an annual giving circle. That could be in the form of sending a one-time donation. That could be in the form of donating your own time and services. Maybe you volunteer.
Sure.
You could also sponsor an event and promote your own business and get the word out and help build the cultural economy as well. At the Black Box, we are currently working on a capital campaign. We're in the process of renovating the building because we want to make the experience much more comfortable for our patrons and our actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Ariel's doing a fine job contacting and applying and writing grants for us to improve, from a capital perspective, the venue itself. And we were recently awarded a grant from the Mass Office of Travel and Tourism. And we're in the process now of implementing those capital improvements. They include improvements to the roof, dressing rooms downstairs, improvement to the parking lot, improvements to lights and sound, all of those things, which, as Ariel said, provides a better experience for our patrons.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of getting all that done. We have to have it done by the end of June. We're in the middle of a capital campaign it's a matching gift, so we have to come up with half of what we got the grant for.
Sure.
And so we're off on the capital campaign now to come up with that money before the end of September. Yeah. So we hope that your listeners will help us continue to provide that this great experience for our folks by donating to the capital campaign.
Yes, because I think for regulars in Franklin, at some point in time, they were driving by this kind of boxy, tannish building that was a furniture company, if I remember, office furniture.
That was office furniture, yeah.
And then you ended up getting an opportunity to get it, which was perfect because the school's on Main Street. This is kind of the back across the lot.
Yep.
And then you painted it black and people were saying, what's going on? What is that?
That's right. And for years we would hear, gee, I never knew this existed. We had a building, it's funny, that's where marketing comes in, and Ariel's been a help for us in getting this done, but so many people will come up to us and say, I never knew this building was here, I never knew this was a theater.
Right.
And we're always puzzled by the fact that there's a big marquee right in front of it. But nevertheless, I mean, we have to be continue to be proficient at getting the word out.
Right. And the Black Box is a deliberate choice. Other than painting it and marketing and using that color scheme, it defines, as I understand it, it's not just a normal stage. You can have the stage in any way for whatever kind of performance or event, because if it's not one of your performances, you'll bring in, and I've seen the marquee and helped share it out those through the community calendar. You've got other bands, you've got other functions, you've got other fundraisers. You've got a lot of stuff happening there, and that is why it's a black box. It's not just a theater.
That's right. And it's kind of funny, our creative director, Nick Paoni, likes to say that we called it the black box, but it's kind of like opening a restaurant and calling it the restaurant. I've always liked that analogy.
Opened the building for all kinds of entertainment.
Right. Yeah, you'll never see it the same twice. Always, we can configure it any way we want. It's just a big open space.
Right. Yeah, and I know we've talked with Ray Lynn in regards to obviously the development of over the 38 years from 38 Main Street, which is the school front, to delivering now the performances in the black box. And some of the performances, because of the large both performance production, but then the capability for the audience, you do that at the high school too.
Right.
Because the high school auditorium is seats 800, and you only sit, what, 150-ish or thereabouts?
Normally about 150 or so, and the two shows that we do at the high school are Christmas shows.
Right.
And we kind of have to do them there because they're over 100 in each cast.
Yeah.
So if their parents come, then it's too big to do at the black box. So we're happy to have the auditorium and happy to have a great relationship
Never
with the
mind.
School system.
The backstage just wouldn't fit a whole lot of people.
No, sir. Yep.
Trying to think of other events in terms of your fundraising. You also have an annual gala,
right? Yes, we do.
Kind of the black tie fun night out, culinary cabaret.
Correct.
Is an interesting mix of both some entertainment with different dishes and different hors d'oeuvres, desserts.
It's kind of a collaboration.
Liquid drinks.
Exactly. It's a collaboration between the restaurants, our local restaurant scene, and us, and the entertainment. So, and it raises funds for Electric Youth, which is the dancing, singing ensemble that tours Europe for 3 weeks in the summer, and just got back from Disney. From 10 days down in Disney performing there.
Right.
So we have a couple of events the every year that support that trip and support their organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we're real proud of them. They're great ambassadors for us and for the town.
And for the country to that extent, too. I mean, when I see on the socials, they're performing in, Italy and Switzerland and France. It's just like, whoa.
Yeah. It's quite
an experience.
Yeah.
Well, good. Anything else in particular you want to add? I mean, we've covered a bunch. Clearly it's focused on the Gulf, but there are other opportunities, as Ariel, you mentioned, and we can include the links in the show notes so people can say, well, what did she mention? Where to go? We can point the people to those places.
Yep. There'll always be things happening. I'm sure Raylan will probably come on in the fall and announced our 2024.
With the new calendar. I think we've already talked about scheduling time for that.
Schedules, yes. Yep. So then that's always exciting to see what we're going to bring this year. Last year's shows were fabulous, ending in Tarzan, which was one great production.
Yeah, I missed getting to that when I saw a couple others, but I haven't heard anything bad about Tarzan. It was like, awesome!
Yep. It's been great. It's been great. And so we'll have more of that.
Well, thank you for taking time to come in on a rainy day to talk about this.
Thank you, Steve, very much for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about our organization. I got to tell you, I also appreciate what you guys do here. The TV station, Franklin Public Radio, what you and Pete Fasciano and Don and Frank and Chris.
Chris.
Yeah.
Anybody doing video has to be Chris, so.
It's wonderful for the town, so thank you for providing the venue.
Thank you. I'll spread the word inside if they're
Please
not listening
do.
To this. We always appreciate that feedback.
Yep. Excellent.
Thank you so much, Steve, and thank you for the time.
You're welcome. And to the listeners, quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.